Hello, hello, hello. What's up, DI fam? It's Ashley Tajay.
It's your girl, Tosh.
Hey, yo.
It's Nikki.
Woo-hoo.
And hi, everybody.
Yeah, what's up? This is going to be a little serious topic. We're going to be hitting a lot of different things that's going on in the media, but like serious stuff. We're talking about some serious
legal things. Delegation.
Yes.
Bring out your ESQ bag.
Yes. Right. So, where we starting?
I want to start with Tekashi because he's been in the news a lot. And obviously, everybody's like seen all these memes and all this stuff. So, I want to kind of start there. I have some questions regarding it.
Okay.
So, I know he's basically snitching on everybody.
Basically.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
No, because we don't know. We weren't in the courtroom.
Okay,
we don't
but the know people exactly who were in there saying. Have tweeted everything out. He's a snitch.
Oh, okay. So, I take that back. Go ahead, Nikki.
So this is just one question that's been on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is the whole thing I've been thinking about. And it's, I don't know, maybe I'm tripping.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear everybody and their opinion and how he's a snitch and
yes.
People don't want to mess with him and whatever, what have you. And you have a lot of questions being posed like, yo, if you was getting faced with some serious jail time,
would you snitch
mm-hmm. on people that didn't even hold you down? Like, these people were unloyal to him. Like, mm-hmm. they tried to kill him.
Very.
So on and so forth.
Mom supposedly stole money.
For real. Like, mad grimy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nobody's questioning, like, I don't know. I feel like ain't nobody looking at the situation on, like, a high level.
Gotcha.
Even just from a street standpoint, and correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody out here is, like, a real OG or whatever, let me know. Yeah. My mentality would be, listen, if I'm, like, ahead or in a high position of some type of gang or organized crime or whatever, if I'm a real one, and you come to me, so from what I understand, his manager is really the one that's affiliated.
Yes.
And his manager is the one that brought him into the gang.
Okay.
So his manager is the one that brought him to the gang and they exchanged money for clout, basically.
Yes.
So the manager is supposed to be the real one. He's supposed to be the affiliated one.
Yes.
If I'm somebody and you come to me mm-hmm. and you bring me your people
mm-hmm.
and I know off the rip you are soft or you're not about that life, this is why you're buying in as opposed to going through the process of a regular street dude.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes, I understand.
My accountability is not just what Tekashi, yo, he bought in. You should have known that.
Yeah.
I'm coming after your ass okay. because you vouched for him.
Exactly.
I'm killing you.
Yes.
Like, everybody's like, Tekashi's gonna die. Mm-hmm. You know, he's denying the witness protection, so on and so forth. Like, he's crazy. Yeah, like, I'm sure that may play out, but are we not forgetting, like, street code? Street code to me says if you bring somebody to me and I automatically know they're soft and you vouch for them,
you're responsible for them.
You're responsible.
Uh-huh.
Like, why did you bring him around real shit and then not handle it? Yo, to me, I'm taking you out.
Exactly.
That's who you. You a cannibal. Facts. That,
yes. He has to be.
Or the one that's
reprimanded
really,
in some way.
Right. The one that's really affiliated. Like, ain't nobody looking at the people who are really affiliated and saying, y'all did your responsibilities. Like, you slacked. Like,
exactly.
Y'all dropped the ball. You supposed to be a real one. You already knew he wasn't real.
Exactly.
He came in with money in his hand. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Like, that's what I would be thinking. Maybe, I don't know. That's the only thing
I was
thinking.
I feel like they should really be going after him because, like, you did bring him to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you knew that this nigga wasn't no hood nigga. Like,
hello.
Like, come on. You knew it. Like, so it's like, what did you expect?
This was the liability, yo.
Yeah.
You brought the liability. You vouched for him. So if you vouch for him, that means anything that goes down is on your head.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like another thing, too, is that they should look at him for the simple fact is I really think if this would have happened 6 months ago, I don't think Tekashi would have snitched.
Mm.
But I think he's snitching now because right before he had got arrested, he was on the Breakfast Club. And he was telling them, like, yo, I got rid of my whole team.
Yeah.
Because they were stealing from me.
Yep.
They was, you know, I'm supposed to be getting this amount of money and then it's not adding up. A lot of funny, weird things was going on. I'm starting to think niggas is jealous of me. Like, and he was like, I can't trust nobody. And he was literally up on the Breakfast Club telling us, like, he don't know what, like, he don't know who to trust.
Understand.
He thinking people that he calling his brothers, his family.
Yep.
He, you know, he lost his father, lost his stepfather. So he looking at these niggas probably as, like, a big brother or, like, my pops type. Because he really did respect them.
Right.
And then you were disloyal. You slept with my baby moms and you know how that situation go. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. It's like, gosh,
yeah, you're pushing it.
Right.
So it's like, for him to snitch, granted, I don't really condone snitching. I feel like you knew what you was getting yourself into. So for me, a person who I don't want to snitch, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where if anything goes down, I'm going to have to snitch because, nigga, I'm not doing no time for nobody. But
I ain't doing no time for nobody.
You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So I understand that. But what I'm trying to say is also, too, it's like, yeah, we would snitch if it came down to it. But then again, I'm not putting myself in a situation to snitch. So I'm not even going to be around it.
I understand what you're saying.
He didn't need them niggas to get clout. Don't nobody know 9 Trey or Trey 9 or whatever them niggas is called.
Yeah,
we knew Tekashi,
really.
6ix9ine. We didn't know them.
And that's the truth.
And then I didn't even like the manager nigga. I felt like it was too much.
He seemed
Calm down.
Suspect.
Yelling in the background.
Yep. Very suspect.
Niggas like, he a baby Diddy. Nigga yelling in the background, dancing in the video. I was like, oh, no, I ain't like that.
Ew.
I ain't like that.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
That's cornball-y.
It is.
Yeah. And that's why I feel like he's a cornball. Like,
very.
To me, he needs to be watching his back. Yeah. That's some cornball shit. Like, that, nah.
Yeah.
And now, please correct me if I am wrong. Now, Tekashi telling the truth about the gang member, his manager, and those affiliates is one thing. Telling on people that have nothing to do with it, like Cardi B, like Jim Jones, like all these other people that were they in the gang too?
So, yo, this
I mean, anybody. Like, were they signed to your record label? Were they dropping out? I'm not understanding that part. So I feel like he's thinking, if I'm going to tell it, I'm going to tell it all.
Yeah.
Yo, he tripping.
Not just tell a little bit. I'm just going to tell everything to get it off my conscience.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like it was a confession.
You know what? I got more to say.
This nigga needed to get the shit out. You know what I'm saying? And casualties in wars. There's always casualties
in
war.
That's a good point.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, I just feel like that's a little bit excessive for me. I felt like he probably shouldn't tell.
He went too far.
Everything.
Yeah, he went too far.
Yeah. But... hey, your management team and everybody else associated with the record label, by all means.
Yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm. Do what you have to do.
Yeah. But this just goes to show, like, stop trying to get clout and all that from people who are not really down for you. Mm-hmm. You know, that goes for him and that goes for the gang members. Shoddy or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
That goes for him, too. Mm-hmm. You know, you work with him. I understand if he was like, listen, you know I'm in a gang. But I see potential in you because Tekashi blew up quick.
Okay.
So if he said, listen, I'm in a gang, we're going to keep that separate. You're going to be a rapper. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be in this game. You know, you're not going to be a part of this. I got that and I got you.
Yeah.
Tekashi would have snitched. Because then you keep it separate. They wouldn't even really cared to me. Gotcha. These niggas been doing all this stuff. They snitching on stuff from 2009. These niggas ain't care about that. But, oh, you got Tekashi. This nigga's big. 100 million views on his videos within seconds.
Got you.
They're going to try and take him down. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like it on both ends. Stop trying to get clout off of people. Mind your business. Stay in your own lane. You niggas that are not hood and not tough, stop trying to be in a game. And the niggas who are hood, stop trying to bring in these niggas who you know don't even have potential to be a hood nigga. That's not for everybody. And it's okay that it's not for everybody.
Right. It's
so I feel like, you know, but to me, I don't think Tekashi should get off 100%. Because, nigga, you knew what was going on.
Exactly.
He did have a lot to do with that stuff. Niggas was talking about, oh, I'm going to have my nigga shoot you. We do have it on video. We do have video of you calling people and telling all... they have video, too, of him being on the phone telling somebody, yo, go shoot him. He's at this hotel. And they did go to the hotel and shot the hotel up. So, you're not 100% innocent.
He's not innocent. No.
So, I feel like they all deserve to go to jail because you did do a crime.
But, exactly. I think he should be held accountable.
He should.
But I do think, like, when push comes to shove, like, that's why I feel like with us, we could say, yes, we would snitch and we would not... we're not going to hold water for somebody that's, first of all, unloyal.
No, of course not.
But second of all, it depends on your level of involvement. So now he's around these people and now you acting and you're beginning to think you are the part. You forgot you're not really that part. Like,
exactly.
That's not your role. The thing is, if he was a real one and he came in the regular way, like if I did some regular way type shit and I'm really involved, it depends on my involvement.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I am. I'm holding water because I'm not snitching.
Gotcha.
This was my lifestyle.
Facts.
But when you come in like that, that's not your lifestyle.
It's
you begin to think you are the people that you're around.
Yeah.
And that's not you.
Exactly.
And then when real life happens...
oh, it's a rude wake-up call.
But we see it. We see it. It's
a rude wake-up call.
It's unfolding right in front of our eyes.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
We're seeing it.
Because yeah. prison is no joke.
Oh my God.
Baby. And it ain't nothing glamorous about it. No. And it's not fun. No. And blah, blah, blah. Any dream they want to sell you about being a real one because you've been behind bars. Like,
that's some bullshit.
It's for the birds.
Don't drink the fucking Kool-Aid, okay? Mm-hmm. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, it's very scary, but. They saying Tekashi gonna be out before the end of the year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I hope, you know, my hope though and my prayer is that he does remain safe. I hope he does not, you know, get murdered off of this. But I, more importantly, want him to change his life. Go back to being a square. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You did what you did. Go back to being a regular person. Because this whole street thing and you talking shit and causing arguments and causing chaos, it's not him, obviously. Because now when the shit hit the fan, why are you talking again, though?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? If you a real hood nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the niggas that really live by that code.
No, I feel you. Yeah. I definitely
then you're not saying anything. Yeah. You don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, the young man who did that one song.
Bobby.
That's
Bobby
it.
Smarter. Bobby
did not say a fucking thing. Word.
And it took more time so him and his mans could get the same time so they'd come home and those is real niggas.
This is my man,
Rikers. You understand what I'm saying? No witness protection. Those is real niggas. Those is the ones where we like, bring them home.
Exactly.
You understand? That's
a different story.
You live by the code.
Completely different. But Bobby been in that life since he was a young star.
But I understand it. Yeah. And this is what we mean. Like, when you pretend and then real life happens.
Yeah.
You gotta revert back. Yeah, if you can go back to your old self, fucking go back to your original. It's safer that way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Good
get
point,
a regular
good point,
9 to 5.
Point.
Take care of your kids.
No,
go
nine
to
five. He,
football I games. Mean, you can do still, soccer.
You listen. You can dad. Still be an artist and be out in this rap world and not have to be
a hood nigga.
Exactly.
But let me pose a question for you though. Yeah. Yes, you can. But do you believe he can come redeem himself after this?
Yep.
I don't know.
The way you really truly
the way
he can
we are set up today in 2019.
Yes.
Because everything's so fake and popcorny anyways, in this hip hop climate, absolutely.
Okay. He's gonna be fine.
In the 90s, in the 2000s,
it would have been a problem.
Hell no. Okay. It could never come back from that. You have real ones out there.
Exactly.
Half these dudes is fake.
Okay. Exactly. And most of his fan base were kids.
Yeah.
Kids don't
they
care
don't
about
care.
That.
They don't
snitched.
Know.
I don't care. They did something wrong.
Right.
My mom told me to tell when
stop
he was
stop
fine.
It. Stop it.
He's fine. Now I don't wanna be a part of it though.
Got
because I feel like if you live by that, if you live that life, you cannot be out here telling.
Got you.
You cannot snitch if you really. I mean, you was a part of those things. Like
he just got a $10 million deal.
Yes,
he just signed $10 million deal.
He
not like 48 hours
fine.
Ago.
And he's gonna go right. All the people talking about I can't rock with him. These niggas gonna be posted up with him. Yo, you wanna?
I'm curious.
When it comes down to the bag, niggas is not dropping that.
That's
money.
True.
Niggas is gonna take that bag and
I'm
be on the
real,
remix.
Real curious to
I'm
see
curious
how this
too.
Pans out.
But I feel like he's gonna be fine.
Okay.
Because he's going to come out and say, listen, these niggas stole from me. They slept with my baby moms. And it's like, I understand. Now, me thinking about that, it's like, man, that's grimy. But then it's like, okay, but you expect that. You expect that from niggas that
exactly.
you don't know. You can't really trust nobody in this world.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
Nobody does anything, you know, agreed. It's like, it's nothing's heartfelt anymore. It's all about, this nigga got 10 million subscribers on YouTube. He got 20 million followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I need to be next to him. That's all they care about
got
now.
You.
Nobody cares about, yo, that person is loyal. No, this person got clout. And clout leads to money. And money leads to a whole different lifestyle. So
that's
we're going to follow it.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I feel like Tekashi going to be fine when he come out. I really, and this is another thing. PSA, if you are smart, do not try to kill him. Because you're going to go to jail.
Yeah, well,
because the niggas is gonna be on him now. The cops are gonna be on him now.
Yeah,
oh, nigga, you thought because you snitched and we got
feds.
Them that we still not gonna be following you
feds.
Around?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not regular local police department.
No.
And now he's known as a classified snitch. So now they gonna love him. They gonna be everywhere. Hey, Tekashi.
I know
friends.
If I see him, I'm gonna be like, hey, baby. I'm gonna be well in there because I like him.
I know.
His music.
Right.
Because of the screaming, it does something to me.
Nah, I like this music.
But
like
him, I like him. You know, and
I ain't got no beef with the young man. No. I see it for what it is. Like, yeah. I call a spade a spade. Exactly, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, Nikki. Exactly. I see it for what it is. Yeah. So if I see him, I'm definitely going to let him know, trust me, you have been in my prayers. And I'm glad you're okay.
I'll keep walking, but that's amazing.
Yeah, no.
So that's legal topic number one. Yes! Let's move on to number two.
Yes. Let's do it. So number two, we're going to talk about Amber Geiger.
Ooh.
The police officer who, this makes no sense, went into somebody else's home and shot them because she thought that it was her place and thought that he was an intruder. Mm-hmm. Now, who walks into their home and sees a nigga sitting on the couch watching TV and thinks that this danger? Is an intruder? Yeah, who does that? Right. Have you ever seen that? Like,
no.
I would never come in here. Okay, and see a nigga sitting here watching TV and be like, oh, like, exactly. Like, exactly. Like, yeah. What? Yeah. Like,
it's I'm bullshit. Confused. It's bullshit.
I'm very confused. It does not add up at all. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't add up. Like, and there's more to the story that we don't know, and I don't think we'll ever.
Yeah,
we won't.
Right.
We won't. But it just really blows my mind. Like,
there's more to that.
There's that, way that more to that.
That does not fucking sound right. I'm sorry. And then no one in their right mind will walk into someone else's apartment, think it's your apartment,
right,
and then shoot someone in there?
And like 9 times out of 10, people leave shoes by their door. You telling me you ain't looked down to notice, like, well, I don't wear no shoes? This is a grown man versus a police officer. And this is a black man versus a white woman. Their apartments look completely different.
Hell yeah.
And okay, so that's I caught on to this whole story like mad late. So usually I would follow something like this, get all the little juicy details and nuances.
Uh-huh.
But I caught it late. So those were some of my questions. Yes. Like, all right, you walked into somebody's house. Didn't it smell different?
Yes.
Exactly. Didn't it look different? Didn't it feel different? Uh-huh. Like, these are some of the questions I had ASAP. But trying to, like, look at the whole story, you just worked, what, 13 hours? I'm going to try to play devil's advocate a little bit.
We're definitely
going to
talk about that. Yes.
Okay. Well, you
so you a cop.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You got a stressful job.
Yep.
All right. I'm just trying to be fair and balanced. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You worked overtime or whatever. You work your little 13 hours. You're on your elevator. You're on your phone. You're not really realizing or kind of paying attention. You get up to where you think you're supposed to be. You're confronted. And I'm sure from her perspective as an officer, you're confronted with, I don't know, I guess.
What?
Tough working situations all the time. So you always thinking the worst of people.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Okay. When have her guard up.
Yeah. Like, when cops approach us, they're never friendly. They're never nice for no reason at all. Like,
got you.
They're very intrusive. So I'm sure that they feel like they are always dealing with intruders.
Gotcha.
So you take that mentality with you. You go to where you think is home.
Okay.
Your door's open. So now you're automatically on the defense. Now, here's what I don't know and what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any commands given? Were there any, like, hey, put your hands up.
I don't think so.
It's so-and-so. Like, was there any of that? Like, was there dialogue? Did she just pull out and just shoot him?
No.
From the... All
right, she said something.
What did she say?
I forgot what she...
No, this is my thing. This is my thing. Seriously. And this is why that story is iffy. It's a little shaky. You go into a place, you see someone sitting down, watching TV, eating ice cream. And you say, hey. And he looks at you and goes, whoa, this is my place.
He said that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just assuming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just assuming.
We're filling in the blanks. Yeah. We're filling in the blanks.
I doubt, like, she lived right above him or underneath him. One or the other.
I think it was underneath him.
Underneath him. Mm-hmm. So you're not even on the same floor. So my thing is, like, they probably seen each other in passing.
Mm.
And if someone comes in here with a gun, I'm not going to run towards the gun. I'm going to be like, whoa. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's no way to justify this. It's like, I understand you worked a 13-hour shift, but real niggas, like, yesterday I worked a 15-hour shift.
Mm.
I know where I'm going when I get home.
Right. That's my point.
Women,
you're okay.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like you're not have a mental tired. Disorder
exactly.
because of it.
No. And I deal with people with developmental disabilities. Granted, you're a police officer, so there are some times where you go through some serious stuff, but there are some times where you just riding around in the car giving niggas little traffic tickets. You're not always fighting crime.
It's not you always what I'm saying? High
that's
stress.
True.
So it's like in a 13-hour shift, that's that hard. If you are not built to work anything over an 8-hour shift, you shouldn't be working. McDonald's is hiring and they're paying $15 an hour.
Yeah.
So it's like, miss me with all that. Like, and for her to even use that, because they really tried to push that. She worked a 13-hour shift.
Yo, nurses work
16-hour shifts straight on their feet.
Exactly.
Watching niggas die every day.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You ever see a CNA in there changing men and women who can't even move, like dead weight, and you got to change them? You telling me that that's not hard?
Yeah.
But I still drive 30 minutes home. Mm-hmm. I know where I'm going.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Exactly. And to me, being tired can't really cover like shooting somebody. Like, I just don't understand that. And it's like, you didn't look at the door. If I went home and I see my door open, the first thing, I'm not about to walk in there.
Yeah, no, facts. I'm not
even
walking
being
in.
A cop.
Yeah,
hell gun. No, I'm not going in there. No. I'm about to call somebody and be like, yo, my door is open. I'm scared. I hear a TV on. I know someone's in there. I'm not going in.
Yeah.
Can somebody come and give me some backup or something like that? But you just gonna walk in a crib and then shoot him? Something's wrong with that picture. And then they said that the key, it was a
key fob. So where you have to push it in and take it out.
Okay. Yes.
Like a hotel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that they put hers in, it turned red. So that means door went open.
Mm-hmm.
They put his in, it turned green. So that was another thing. Oh, well, first it was, I opened the door. Then it was, oh, no, the door was open. What was it?
Oh, see, I didn't realize that.
That was the first thing. Because this happened, last year? So yeah, this was all on, CNN. And then I followed Sean King on Instagram, and he posted this.
Mm.
So when he first posted it, the first thing that came to my mind was, they was probably sleeping together. This nigga probably pissed her off and she killed him.
Oh, shit.
That's what I thought. Immediately.
Because it doesn't make sense.
How did you go in his house? It just doesn't add up. Now, if you mess with the nigga, you in his crib every now and again. You know, but then another thing too is like, okay, boom. Say she was tired, she shot him. Now you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
What is the first thing that you do?
Call 911.
She didn't.
Oh.
She called her partner.
And she
didn't even call her partner. She texted her partner. So now you're not even really thinking, who texts somebody? It's very rare that niggas text back right away.
Yep.
But when you call somebody, they're quicker to answer the phone than they are to pick up the phone to text somebody back.
Gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Unless you're having a conversation with them, they're going to keep texting you back to back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, and she wasn't,
mm-hmm.
that didn't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when the cops got there, he was alive. He just couldn't talk.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes! He was alive.
Mm-hmm.
They have that all in the records. He wasn't dead. So then they get there. It probably took them a few minutes to get there.
Of course.
So it's like, you see this man not talking, but you see that he's alive. You didn't even try to do CPR. All police officers, nurses, mm-hmm. doctors, firefighters,
yep.
ambulance, they all know you are trained to. I'm even trained to do CPR.
Yep.
Or some type of emergency.
Some type
response.
Something. Because if like, he was
some type of first aid,
you don't have to
put
CPR,
pressure on the wound.
Exactly.
We know that.
Something like that.
Come
she
on.
She didn't do
bro.
None of that.
She didn't do nothing. She just sat there texting it. And then you see on the camera, oh my God, I effed up. It's like, girl, first of all, you're too panicky to be a police officer. Like, where's the training?
Yeah.
Why are you so nervous? Like, calm down. Yeah, you did F up. But it's like, you should have did the right precautions. You don't just walk into somebody's home
there's
and shoot
protocol.
Them and say, I thought it was my home.
Yeah.
That's a little, that's
there's
it's
a
just
protocol.
Mixy.
And she
no,
didn't follow
it's
protocol.
It's mixy. It's making me nervous.
The defense, the defense is fucked up for that.
Yeah.
That they really tried to use that.
Yes.
The defense is real crazy. And the crazy thing is that they were so confident that America would buy it.
So confident.
That's the crazy thing.
That is.
And what I had heard about it, and again, like a lot of this, I don't know. I just said I'm late. I'm mm-hmm. real late to
I
the show.
Uh huh. It's okay.
But
I was partially late as well.
It's all right.
And
it
I think
it's a typical story to me. So
yeah,
I
exactly. And I think
yeah.
part that's exactly it. Uh-huh. Part of the reason I was late is because I had heard some stuff, but I ignored it because
mm-hmm.
honestly, I didn't really want to hear anything else.
Exactly.
Like this.
Yeah.
You know
sad.
What I mean? It's all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did kind of ignore the case until I could not ignore it anymore.
Yes.
Until
it was forced.
Exactly for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I began to see it. Now I'm gathering my information. But again, I'm late to the show. But I know that they tried to pass it off kind of like they were saying, like the Florida stand your ground.
Hmm.
And that's why
yeah,
they brought
yeah.
up the fact that she thought it was her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be kind of like the stand your ground law in Florida. And that is so, that's disrespectful, yo.
Isn't it?
That's so disrespectful.
It truly, truly is. And it's very scary. And then for another weird thing that happened with it, like I'm not even going to talk about Joshua Brown. We are going to get to him. But before that,
okay,
she's found guilty.
Okay.
She gets 10 years, which is some complete BS. then the judge goes to give her a hug.
Yeah, that was unprofessional.
Like, what? Now, the brother giving her the hug?
Yeah.
Yes.
I understand that. Because it's forgiveness.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then, listen, his relationship between him and Christ.
Yes.
And what the Holy Spirit instructed him to do.
Yes.
That's on him.
So, to me, the brother giving a hug, I didn't find that a problem.
No.
Because not at all. Not at all.
You want to get that off of you.
Yes. And I thought that was powerful.
I thought that was powerful.
It was a message.
And I thought it was even powerful for her, although I really don't care for her. But I thought that it was powerful for her, too, to embrace him the way she did.
Because
she knows that she did something wrong. Whether it's covered up, whether it really was an accident, whatever. You know, yo, I really messed up.
Yeah.
I took this man's life for no reason.
Exactly.
So, for that moment, that was a beautiful moment. That actually made me tear up.
Me too.
You know, but the judge to give her a hug, like, come on with this, like, really?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, come on, even if that was my friend, I wouldn't even give her a hug there. I would have given her a hug afterwards. What are we doing?
Yeah, and the judge giving, that's just, to me, it's unprofessional.
Very. And then it seems a little suspect. Like, are y'all all in on this? To giving her a hug for it? Do you give random little kids who make one mistake that you put in jail for the rest of their life hugs?
No.
Are you giving niggas who are really not even committing a crime or people who are actually out here, you know, self-defense, and then you put them in jail for the rest of their life, are you giving them hugs?
Probably
That was unnecessary.
So one of the things I had heard on State of the Culture, right? Yeah. Remy was talking about it. So I really love their new panel. They got a new girl up there.
Yes, yeah.
And she's a lawyer. Uh-huh. She got a law background. Oh, and then you got Remy up there, who obviously has been incarcerated.
Yep,
they've both been in a lot of courtrooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I thought this was very interesting. And one of the things that they were saying is white female fragility is valued so much to the point to where, yes, was she sentenced? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can see that a white female's tears, and this is what Remy said, brings people to such a compelling point that you want to console her and you want to confront her. And Remy was saying, I've been in tons of courtrooms. I've never been treated like that.
Yeah.
I've seen so many people get prosecuted in everybody's trial. I've never been seeing people treated like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a point to where, like, is it that compelling to where all she had to do was be in that sad state and people are responding to her. Somebody was supposedly brushing her hair, like the plaintiff or something like that.
Yeah. And her appearance, to me, I feel like she looks way different. Mm. Like the mugshot, I mean, granted, people do look crazy in their mugshot. But like how she looked, even when the cops did come in with their camera, the way she looked there, like they lightened up her hair. Her hair was more darker.
Oh wow.
Now you got blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's down, which is normal when you go to work. Sometimes you put our hair up, so that's not a crazy difference. But it's like, she looked different. She looked innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, looking at it, I was like, I don't even know who this is. That's not the same girl, but it's the same woman.
Oh, listen, and that's the thing. I'm all about it. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, if I'm your lawyer or whatever the case may
be, right.
It's all about optics.
Facts.
Yeah. Because in this country, we know that facts seldom matter. Mm-hmm. But what matters most is perception.
Yes.
So I get it. They wanted those optics right.
That's
yeah, that's crazy, yo.
And it did work in her favor, because instead of getting life, she should have gotten, or at least 25 years to life is what she should have gotten, she only received a sentence of 10 years for taking a life.
The crazy thing is that most people are surprised that she was even sentenced. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, because it's the first time it's actually ever happened. So, yeah,
and
of course.
She was sentenced for murder, which is the crazy thing. They could have gave her manslaughter. They actually convicted her of actual murder.
Yeah, but you had to give and you had to take.
Of course.
So, do you see what
you
I'm saying?
You got the murder sentence.
But you didn't get the murder fucking conviction.
The actual sentence
for a motherfucker who would murder another motherfucker.
Yeah, no,
do you understand what I'm saying?
They said to the jury that the sentencing was between 3 years to 99 years.
Yeah.
That's what they proposed. How is that even realistic?
How?
And they're not even meeting us in the middle to say 50 years. You know what? We'll give her 49 years.
Oh, yeah. No, they
10 years? And you know she's not going to do 10 years.
And
you know that, right?
It's like 10 years. She's only 31. She could still come home and still be in her prime at 41. She could start a whole new life.
I hope
she can still have kids. She can still get married.
Every cellmate in her fucking place, they fuck her up every day.
But they're
not. That's my prayer.
They're not. She's gonna be protected.
I'm praying for that.
I know you are.
Because that's some bullshit.
But the sad part about it, she a cop.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that could go one of two ways. It depends. But with the way this trial played out, chances are she will be protected.
Yeah.
Right? Because
not if she's not in Texas.
They're gonna keep her in Texas. The judge hugged her.
Damn.
She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
She gonna be protected. She gonna have a nice little comfy bed. Oh, they gonna know.
She gonna get the Martha Stewart treatment.
They gonna want to,
but I feel like they're gonna hold it down though. Yeah, yep, they're gonna hold it down because it's like, yo, if we mess with her, these guards, you know that they don't care about us.
Right.
So if we do that, these niggas gonna be in here beating us, raping us, kill us, and then tell us that, oh, it was an inmate fight. They do this all the time. Yeah. She gonna be protected. She gonna be fine. She gonna be eating the food she wanna eat, getting TV privileges.
I hope it does.
Visit. She gonna be able to touch niggas. Like, come on. She, even when they walked in, she wasn't even handcuffed. I didn't see. I didn't watch the whole thing, so she could have been. I could be wrong, but from what I seen, she wasn't handcuffed. Why not? She killed somebody. She's a murderer. When you bring anybody else in, they handcuffed. Why wasn't she handcuffed?
Oh, yeah, shackled.
She wasn't.
Most murderers are shackled when they go into prison.
Yeah.
And she
ankles and hands.
Even.
And they're connected.
Yep.
And
so
she was
that's
a top.
Bullshit.
And she was another thing where I was like, that whole 13, when she said that, I was like, that's not even a full double. A double is 16 hours.
Yeah, it's true.
Anything over 8 is a little overtime. But she was a cop for 5 years.
Mm.
You ain't never worked a 13-hour job before? In a 5-year, like,
the whole entire...
But it's just crazy that they really bullshit. Tried to push that. They
it's
really tried to push that, though.
It's definitely muddy waters.
It is.
It definitely is.
I could understand if she was nervous, she was a cop for maybe 6 months. I'd be like, yo, times is hard working a double, but 5 years you ain't never worked over 8 hours, girl.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, nah, it's crazy.
It's just nuts.
I do think when we do end this topic, we should end it on a high note.
Yes.
Big ups to the brother.
Yes.
I think
yes.
we should end on that.
Yep.
His relationship with God.
What's his name?
I don't know the brother's name.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Mad Dope.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of people are giving, not him heat, but just the notion of forgiveness in the black community.
Yeah.
Like, I hear, like, Charlamagne the God and, like, different people talking about, like, I'll never understand, like, why black people are so compelled to forgive. And I understand the sentiment to a sense, but I feel like that's such a wrong narrative. Like, I don't know. That's a blessing.
I think it was amazing. I don't think I could do it. Right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's nice that he did it.
I mean, obviously, like, that's how powerful the Holy Spirit is in his life.
That's true.
That's,
and that's beautiful.
Saying.
That like,
is.
That was, I feel like God called him to that.
Exactly.
And that freedom was for him.
Yeah.
It wasn't just for her.
No. Gotcha.
That freedom was for
Understand.
Him.
Yep. Exactly.
And to me, that just speaks to the blessing of that young man's strength.
Yes.
That young man's strength. Like, there's nothing in his life that won't be put in submission and work for his good with that type of mentality.
That's
big ups to him. I hope that God keeps on blessing him.
Mm-hmm.
That God gives that family peace.
Yep.
And serenity.
Yes. And his name is Brent Jean. Yes.
Okay.
Brent Jean.
Yes. And so then rest in peace to Botham Jean, who was murdered.
Yes.
Brutally murdered. And then before we end that topic, we do got to speak on the witness.
That's all you
was.
Yeah,
Joshua Brown was a witness. He is actually Botham Jean's neighbor. And he testified while he was doing it. Once he finished, you know, his part was very emotional. He just said, like, you know, the neighbor with Botham Jean was a good guy. He always heard him singing. He always sung, you know, gospel songs or Drake. And then he also, you know, just was, you know, saying great things about him and said that,
gotcha.
You know, obviously. Said that she had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
After he finished, the judge whispers, and I don't understand, she didn't think we was going to catch on to that,
gotcha.
Or at least the people in there wouldn't catch on to it, but she said, I don't even know why he came.
What?
Or something to that effect.
Yeah, she said, I'm surprised he came.
Yeah, I'm surprised he even showed up. Yep, something to that effect.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then, after she was sentenced to her 10 years, about, what, a day or two later, he was murdered outside of his apartment.
That shit crazy.
This ain't adding up.
Nah, that shit crazy. That's crazy, crazy.
It's just not adding up. So, you know.
Yeah, damn, sure don't seem right. Something ain't right.
It's not. They are in the process of trying to find out, like, what happened. They are obviously trying to bring out, oh, well, he was arrested in the past and all that, which is a little suspect, but he was arrested on drug charges, not murder. So this ain't adding up. So rest in peace to Joshua Brown, and we hope that they find out who did this. And if it is a police officer, let's give them a little bit more than 10 years. So yeah, rest in peace to Joshua Brown.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. So next topic, what do y'all want to talk about?
So the next thing we want to talk about, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
Jarrell Jerome?
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So, guys, started.
Nick, that's you.
Yeah. Shout outs to our boy Jarrell Jerome, who played Corey Wise in the Netflix special When They See Us. He won... what is it, Ash?
Emmy.
Thank you.
Yep.
He won an Emmy for his performance.
Which was freaking super awesome.
Dope. Mad dope.
Super dope.
Big ups to him.
Yes. He did a great job.
Portraying
big ups
that.
To him. Yeah. Big ups to Corey Wise.
Yeah. The exonerated five.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but there is definitely something about Mr. Corey Wise that is just absolutely freaking amazing. Something about that man, like his swag, he doesn't look like what he's been through.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And that is a true testament.
Yeah, that's real.
Because to hear his friends, you know, play back what he encountered and him even speaking on some of the things that he's gone through. Like black boy joy.
Yes.
You can't take that.
Yes.
He went through a lot, but you don't see it.
Mm.
He is a smooth dude. My heart just, when I see him, I'm like, wow. You know, thank you, Lord. And for all of them.
I love it.
Because they were wrongly convicted and then they were exonerated, which is an absolute great thing. Mm-hmm. And then they feel like the buck just does not stop here. Now it's their responsibility to help other men and women that have gone through the same thing, wrongly convicted for crimes that have nothing to do with them.
Exactly.
And science has come such a long way that they can test DNA. There's so many things. There's so much science out there that can take a person that was wrongly convicted and free them.
Mm.
You know, clear them of all charges. So I just feel like they're definitely blazing the trail. But something about that young man, I mean, the rest of the four, big ups to them. But something about that man.
Special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, special. He was the key to all their freedom.
He was.
Which is so crazy. Like, when you see the story and you hear it and you see the happenstance that he was put in, which is really God's purpose.
It really is.
Which is crazy. And if you don't think that God can bring about freedom from a situation that looks really, really bad. First of all, he wasn't even supposed to be where he was.
Mm-hmm.
He got the harshest punishment out of everybody.
Jesus.
But the thing is, if he wasn't where he was, none of them would have been freed.
Yep.
Because he would have never crossed paths with the young man who actually did it.
Yep.
And there was just purpose in there.
Crazy?
He was the purpose and the key to everybody's freedom.
He really was.
Crazy.
And that was insane because he did tell the story how he crossed paths with the guy twice.
Yeah.
First time, he was watching something on television. The guy just came in, turned the channel, and he was just like, wait, what?
Wild out on
him. Yeah, yeah. And then the second time, it was like, the guy was like, yo, don't I know you? And he's like, what?
Nah.
And we know that that's Christ. We know that that's Christ.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
It really is.
The resilience of people when they choose to say, I'm not going to give up.
Mm.
I'm not going to just take what happened to me and fold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take what happened to me and change the world.
And that, we're going to shout him out as one of ours.
Yes.
Like, we're going to have a list of people and highlight people that we think are doing what we're calling you out to do.
Yes.
To disrupt.
Yes.
That, Corey Wise, is a disruptive innovator at his finest.
And
like,
yes,
he is a top level tier.
Yes.
Yo, like.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to Corey Wise.
That's a perfect example of.
Yes. Yep. Disruptive innovator.
Fast.
Yes. And we definitely got to shout out the other ones. I got their names. So Antron McCray,
woo!
Kevin Richardson,
woo!
Raymond Santana,
woo!
Yusuf Salam,
all right,
and Corby Wise.
Woo!
Yes. So
yeah, they were dope.
Give it up to them.
For they sure, for sure. Are dope.
Yes.
Thank you, brothers.
Yes.
For never giving up.
Mm, and speaking your truth and telling your story.
Exactly.
Facts.
And they got a foundation.
Yeah.
They're helping people in very similar situations. So they're putting their money back into the community.
Exactly.
They are reaching back in. And yes. That's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful oh, yeah. thing. Beautiful thing.
So and respect. Then, respect.
Definitely to all them. And to Ava. Oh my
oh,
God.
Oh, of course. Yes.
For
yes,
giving
yes,
us that. Oh my gosh. That documentary was amazing.
Wild. Wow. She's given us a
everywhere.
Lot. She's given us a lot.
She has.
Time.
Yeah.
She's given us a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just two of the things that she's done in her career. But that's people not being afraid to step into their call.
Ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh.
And like really leaning in.
You better say it.
At all costs.
Talk about
Tyler
this.
Perry.
I was going to say, perfect.
Just leaning in, just not, you know that there's going to be obstacles.
Yeah.
But you still go.
Yes.
Because you know that's your purpose.
Yes.
So you can't, you're not going to veer from your purpose. You're going to go straight on, dead on. I'm doing this at all costs. Doesn't matter. We're doing it.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that there were setbacks.
Tons. Mm-hmm. And he talks about it.
Yeah. And that gives us hope.
That's so true. Much hope.
You know, that spreads so much joy. Like, he doesn't... I think he does.
I think he
I
does.
I think Tyler Perry
I think
does
he
understand.
Has. I think he has
yeah.
the fullness
yeah.
oh, of
yeah.
understanding.
Oh, does. Most definitely.
Because his presence, the way he speaks,
oh.
the way he employs, like...
Yeah.
It's a continuous gift, you
it
know,
is.
Like, that's
yes.
wild crazy.
It definitely is.
400 acres, Tyler Perry Studios, 400 acres.
A White House would look better than a real White House. I'm talking about, like, oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, no.
His
yeah,
White House, it don't even, it looks like the White House, but it looks better. It's
it
like,
does, it looks cleaner.
Oh my God. Like, it's just, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
And all the other big studios.
Yes.
Can fit mm-hmm. in his lot.
400 acres. Oh my.
It's bigger
I've seen
than,
an acre.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, that's huge.
And did it by himself. No help.
Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, his BET speech kind of gave us a clue.
Right.
It did. Of what's to come.
They
right.
definitely gave
yep.
us a clue.
So beautiful.
And it's not over. It's a
and
lot
And there were
more.
A lot of gems that he dropped in that
Tons.
Speech alone.
Tons of gems.
That
God.
If you paid attention,
yeah.
you got it.
You got it.
You
That's
got
exactly
it.
It.
And if you didn't see it, go back. Go on YouTube. Pull
yes.
it up. You have to see
yes.
it. I think everybody needs to
yes.
see it.
I do think everybody
yep.
needs to
White,
see it.
White, black, green,
2019
yeah, no,
BET Awards.
Yes. And then one last thing before we get off this topic. We definitely want to shout out, well, not shout out, but speak on Junior.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Junior Guzman.
Yep. The five people who were included in his murder, the people who did it, they all were sentenced to life, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
They need to keep under.
Life.
Yep. Under
and then
the jail.
Was life without parole.
We yeah.
no chance of parole.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I feel like.
Yeah.
Is it fair? No, I don't think it's fair. I think they need to be murdered.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like,
I think that
I'm on some real eye for an eye type of bullshit.
Okay.
I'm not no Martin Luther King turn the other fucking cheek.
Mm-hmm.
No. You knew what you were doing was wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, they
okay.
That kid. That was cold.
No.
Disgusting.
Because
yeah,
now,
disgusting.
Yeah, you're behind bars. This is what I'm saying.
Like,
yes.
They slaughtered him.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
sick.
And so now the folks in the New York City residents have a portion of their tax
dollars.
Their hard-earned money
mm-hmm.
is going to you so that you can watch TV, shit, eat,
yeah.
fight, fuck, whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Your parents, your people can come and see you.
Exactly.
They can put money in your books. Can we do this for Junior?
Nope.
Can his parents do that for him?
Nope. He would have been in his junior year of high school.
It's an eye for an eye type of situation with me. You can't make me president. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yo, all right. I got you.
Seriously.
But a brutal murder, because I think that whole just, you know, a brutal murder. They can't just be just, yo, just shoot.
Yeah, no, like, this was not black and white though. Like, we've seen multiple videos. This was a baby, number one. Number two was the wrong person.
Exactly.
I think the female, actually the bitch, I ain't gonna call her a female. Exactly. Yeah. The bitch in the case that lied on him should be sentenced as well.
Exactly. Yes.
She needs to go behind bars. I don't care what nobody says.
And the people in our bodega that pushed him out.
The bodega owner, he needs to be behind bars. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Nobody helped him.
Exactly. This child is telling you, they are trying to kill me. And you say, get out.
Not even just tell you. You seen him slashed up. They slashed him up.
Yes,
he
ran multiple times.
And dying, died. And you sent him out.
Yep.
Nah, that's crazy.
And this is my point. So when you hear the sentencing, you hear what was passed down, that is not enough. That's not enough.
Yeah. They needed a little bit more. And the niggas is in there throwing up gang signs.
It's not enough.
It's like, come on, like, really? Because you're going to be in jail for the rest of your life.
But all is it saying to everybody on the outside that's still outside, oh, I can kill somebody. Fuck it. I'll just get 25. But yo, in my hood, I'm going to be a hood legend. Da 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 da. That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. It should be, if you take a life, your life needs to be taken.
I agree. The same way and a little bit worse.
Damn, y'all.
Torture these niggas for a week.
I mean, I get the sentiment, but I mean, when you put that in a legal system, I don't know if I agree with that.
It would never work.
Right.
But
I feel
a lot of shit in the legal system don't fucking work.
I mean, the legal system is clearly broken. What we're all looking for in every scenario is justice, which seems to escape us a lot of the times.
Yeah, because that's not justice.
But, yeah, I'm happy to see that these young men were convicted. Yes. I hope he gives his family or his mother a little bit of a sense of peace. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. But it's crazy.
Yeah. Man. I think it's bullshit.
It is. But they're going to suffer. Being in jail is not going to be cool. You niggas ain't going to be having as much fun as you would have if you was on the block. So it's not like, they get to eat. You ain't eating no five-star food. Niggas ain't getting Wendy's and McDonald's. You getting worse than that.
Yeah,
they're not going to be in there chilling. No, you niggas always want to, I'm going to smash the baddest chick. You ain't smashing no chicks in here, bro.
Yeah.
It's about to be real different and real painful. So good luck. Have fun in jail. And the sad part about it, too, is like, Junior died, and that's a sad thing. But then their life is over, too. None of them were over 25. Yeah, you ain't did nothing.
I agree with you. It's such a trap.
Yes.
It's such a trap. And it is sad.
It is.
I think justice, in a sense, was served. Like,
yes.
I'm not saying that these young men should not be held accountable by any means. But is the situation in its entirety really sad? Yeah. Like, you got six young people now.
Gone. It is.
Who have no life, no opportunity, no reason to be here. Like, that shit is, that's crazy.
It is.
I have to disagree with you. Those five men could... All right. 25 to life. It does not say life without parole. Only one man got that. So the other four could go in. Oh, I found God. I repented. I changed my ways. 25 years from now, they can go in front of the board and be fucking released. You still have your life. You'll be 50. That's bullshit. Death. You need to die.
But don't you think death? I think the death penalty is an easy way out.
Bad.
I think that's the easy way out.
No, because on death row, you're usually on death row for like 15 to 20 years before you actually
die. Okay. All right. All right. If that's the case, then
cool, it's never immediate. It's never immediate.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not immediate.
It takes a long time for it to happen.
All right. So if it takes longer than 5 years, okay. But I feel like these niggas need to suffer. Because I don't think that they're going to be in jail and be chilling. Like, you killed a kid. We all know a gang and these real hood niggas who really live by that code, you do not hurt women.
Mess with
you do
women
not
kids.
Mess with kids.
Yeah.
They're going to get ran through in that.
These niggas going to get beat up, raped.
Yeah, they're going to get ran
come
through.
Come on.
I'm praying like, every single day without fail.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. Because what they did, that is a super predator.
That's a super predator. That is exactly.
Yeah, no, that's...
How the fuck do you cut someone up with a fucking machete? How do you do that?
And a kid at that, and he looked like a kid. It's like
you don't have like, no heart, no conscience, no nothing. You don't need to be breathing. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. The world's not safe. The world would be safer with you not being here. No, I feel my right. opinion.
I get you. I definitely get you. Yeah. It's a lot. There's a lot to that. That's a whole lot. It's I don't know. It's sad all around.
It is. It's sad all around.
It sucks. It's sad all around. Absolutely freaking sucks.
But I'm glad that they were caught and that's they will be going to jail. Yeah, that is true. That is a good thing.
So and that's ending on a high note.
That is ending on a high note. That is ending on a high note.
Yes, so. I don't want to end there. We got to throw something out. Like, we can't end on that.
Okay. So we that's got fine.
I don't know. Like,
Sean King.
Let's shout him out.
Yes.
Actually, you spoke about him briefly earlier, saying you know you follow him. I follow him
on Instagram.
I like a lot of his stuff on the gram. I don't follow him, but I like a lot of his stuff. He's very informative. He's very on top of what goes on in this world.
Yes, he is.
That's a good thing. And
an American writer, civil rights activist, and co-founder of the Real Justice
Pact. Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yep. He's a smooth dude.
Smooth.
I really, really like that man. I really, really do. And he's serving his purpose. He is out his purpose, and he does it unapologetically. And I really do like Sean King. So thank you for keeping us informed, because it's a lot to watch the news, especially when you work, when you have a life. You know, you don't watch the news all the time. You don't know the current events and knowing everything that's going on. But thank God for social media in a way, because it does keep us informed. And he uses this platform very positively, but very strategically and very wisely. And that's what I like. Three of the many things that I like about him.
Okay.
Yeah. So shout out to Sean King.
Yes, definitely.
And all the other ones that use their platform to just...
Yeah, for a good cause.
Yeah, to let...
He's actually putting good out there.
Exactly.
Sean King is very dope. So if you don't follow him. Or if you just stay in some way, like, informative by the things that he puts out there. Yeah. Because he's dope.
Yes, and his
Instagram... He's putting out good stuff.
Yeah, I just want to say his Instagram name. It's spelled... SHAUNKING, because you can spell Sean several different ways. So it's at SHAUNKING.
Yeah,
he's dope. Check him out, guys.
Definitely check him out. And he graduated from Morehouse.
Very smart.
He has a bunch of kids.
Yes, he was on Black Love.
Oh, he was?
Uh-huh.
Him and his wife. I love Black Love.
Oh, my gosh.
That was good. But this was definitely a hard, topic for us to talk about, but we need to be informed. We need to know what's going on around us and stay focused. And
know our rights.
Knowing what you need to do. Don't snitch. If you're not a thug, don't be a thug.
Exactly.
And that's a good one.
Yeah. If you're a square, be the best square
Alright, so then let's end this out on a little question. I have a question.
Okay. Shoot.
Would you tell on me?
I'm telling on every fucking body.
You would snitch on me?
My loyalty is to no one in this
you
world.
You gonna snitch on me, cuz?
I'm not snitching on you, man.
Word of caution, don't do shit around me. Don't tell me what the fuck you did after you did it. Because if niggas come for me, I'm singing like a motherfucking canary.
Are you serious?
I'm dead ass serious.
Y'all ever see that meme? We gonna end this on a
dead ass serious.
Yeah, let's end this on a funny note.
You know that meme where it talks about my friends is so loyal, or like the significant other be like, I know your friends ain't shit. Okay? Because I called you up and I'll be like, yo, where Tasha at? I'm like, yo, Tasha right here sleeping on my couch. Oh, for real? Tasha's home. I just want to know if you was going to lie to me. I hold water so good. I'm going to be like.
So good.
Yo, then who is this sleeping on my couch? I stay in character. That's the type of friends y'all need. If you don't have those friends, man, you need to get them.
And that is so true. You not doing that?
No, I'm not.
Talking about, that's a situation that's not jail's talk.
Okay,
I'm talking about
all right, in a situation like that, of course I would.
I seen you in a pressure situation when
I'm
I was playing planning a party for somebody. I ain't tell them about it. Stop. And I had told them I was one place when I was really somewhere else. Right? Because I was planning a party. I had to make up a story. And they called Tasha, and Tasha was clutch,
baby. Held it down. I held it down.
Oh, yeah.
I work really well in high-pressure situations.
For real. So don't let her fool you.
I know how to think. Dope. I think on my feet. But in a situation where there's a crime committed and there's possible incarceration periods, I don't lean on me. I'm telling you.
You're gonna hold it down.
No, I'm not.
You saying that, but you gonna hold
it
down.
I'll hold you down once you're in there. Like, I put money on your books. I'll come and visit you.
You're holding
it
down.
You can call me.
Nah, I'm holding it down.
I will accept your collect calls and all
I'm not snitching.
You writing letters?
I will write. Sending
pictures.
I don't want no pictures. My pen game? I was not there.
You have a collect call from Ashley, a New York State inmate at.
You know,
I'm just messing with
you. And once they say, or when they let me talk, I'm be like, Ma, answer the phone! Like,
answer that. Honey,
you got a collect call from, answer the phone right now. Answer the phone.
And they're like, press one to accept. I'd be like, hey, sweetheart, how you doing?
I'd be like, you know what? Once
you
I get out.
So, did you?
straight to the nursing home, okay?
Straight to the nursing home!
Listen, she gonna live off of pureed peas.
Oh my god!
And liver. And I'm giving her water with day old lemons.
I don't know why she do me like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Yo, but that is a good one, though. That was a good one. That
Listen, fam, we love y'all.
We do.
We thank you all for joining the conversation. You know what it is. Like, share, subscribe.
Actually,
you know what? We're going to start shouting people out. We got a new segment
coming.
We're going to start reading your guys' comments and feedback and things like that. So definitely join the conversation, y'all. Peace.
Peace. Peace. Yeah.
Take care.